Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And joining us now is Mike Gillespie, Kings of Kauffman. The season is over for the Royals. Glad to be here with you, Mike, as we come back here. It was a disappointing end, a little bittersweet, as you see the start of the ALCS last night. But enough time now where I think it's fine to look back appropriately and think about how remarkable the turnaround was. But I think the big fear, Mike, is that, well, what if that was just a one-off? I don't think that it is. We got a postmortem yesterday from J.J. Piccolo and Quatrero and everybody. What is the general vibe, do you think, right now? Is there anybody that matters that doesn't think they ought to be right back here again next year?
Well, if there's anybody out there that feels that way, I haven't run across them yet. And that goes from just the casual fans to those of us who follow these guys pretty closely, you know, on a daily basis. You know, once you do the kind of thing that they did this season, refine the roster a little bit, nothing huge and drastic, and you're right back where you were, if not a little higher.
I agree. I guess Let's start with, we'll get to a couple of things. At one question, and I don't know if this was asked yesterday, Waka is on a player option, right? So he could walk if he chooses. His will be interesting. He essentially put up the exact same numbers he's been putting up for the last couple of years. When I look at it in his contract, I feel like he could get more than that on the open market. What do you think his chances of coming back and not exercising his option are?
Well, it's really, I think, a couple of questions. I think that he's going to decline his option. If I were him, I would. You know, he's coming back. If he exercises the option, he's going to get a little over $16 million. He had a good season. He's probably worth more than that on the open market. How much is the question? It's pretty clear the Royals want him back. And I suspect that they'll do what they rarely do. I suspect they're going to give him a qualifying offer. And that qualifying offer is estimated to be a little over $21 million this year.
Okay. So then he would get a raise through the qualifying offer. So they have to get explain to us all in what we're talking through here is Michael Waka has what would be a player option in his contract. There's a player option and a team option for folks out there that don't really care about this stuff most of the time. A team option would give the Royals a chance to bring him back for his contract. A player option means he can turn it down. So your estimation is that he would turn that down, which is at what, $14 million? He turns that down, and then the Royals turn around, and they'd have to make him a qualifying offer in order to get draft pick compensation for him. Teams don't always do that, but they would at 21. And then at 21, he'd probably take it, wouldn't he? Or would he want a longer contract than that?
Well, you know, I think if he really wants to come back, and there's a lot of speculation in the press that he does. I think what you'd see if he indeed comes back is for something more than the qualifying offer. I think he would want 2 or 3 years guaranteed. What the you know, annual average value of that is, who knows? But yeah, I don't see the Royals or him being particularly interested in him taking a qualifying offer and staying for 1 year, and then let's go through this again next year. Because once he gets that qualifying offer, he can never get another one. That's off the table.
Whoa. From the Royals or from anyone?
Yeah, players can only receive a qualifying offer once, whether they take it or not. And, you know, if he goes to San Francisco, they can't give him one.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So we'll watch him because he would be a big part of it. I mean, I think a part of the strength, Mike, for them moving forward is if Waka comes back, to me, their rotation's set. I don't think they need to do anything in the rotation. I guess they can make a decision with Michael Lorenzen and trying to bring him back. But they've got Marsh to be their fifth starter again. Unless there's a discount starter like they got with Lugo and Waka again, then they're good in the rotation a little bit. They, you know, they still have Lynch, that they all of these things. It becomes to me more about the offense that they can then target in on. And I've said this all along since the trade deadline. The beauty of this thing for the Royals is what they need is probably the most affordable thing they can find in the open market, which is a veteran bat. Those guys always feel like they come at discounts by, you know, at the end, toward the end of free agency. The top end seems super heavy. And then it feels like there's discount bats every year all the way through.
Yeah, I agree. I think that what Pecola is going to do is put the emphasis this year on bats, whereas, you know, last winter it was on pitching. But I think the first thing he'll do is try to get Waka figured out. And I don't think that's going to last long.
Yeah.
Now, that'll have to last till at least the World Series is over, because nobody can sign anybody until then. And, you know, Waka has 5 days to exercise his option after the World Series ends. And the Royals have 5 days to make a qualifying offer. So it's kind of a squeeze, but if they can get him lined up and signed, then I think Pecola is going to shift immediately to bats. You know, there's a lot of big ones on the market. And like you say, there's some cheaper options.
Michael Espe, Kings of Kauffman, joining us here to go through what the Royals talked about yesterday. And it's just good timing in general to look ahead. The other thing I think that is advantageous for the Royals now, and I guess we don't know how real it is, but Harvey comes back, who was their most expensive acquisition at the deadline, and I think you probably feel good about the bullpen. I mean, at this point, I think they'd be crazy to move Bubich out of his role that he thrived in down the stretch. You know Ursic can handle being a closer. You have Harvey coming in. That gives you your back end, and there's enough arms there to fill out the middle. Now, it's not even do you have to go after any starting pitch. You don't have to go after any bullpen arms. That, again, makes it far more likely to me that they can go get impact, one or two impact bats.
Yeah, I think that's true. I look for them to look for maybe one more reliever. You know, not a lockdown big dollar guy, but somebody to just add a little more good feeling in the middle, toward the back end right there. It's, you know, it's not going to be, they're not going to bring Will Smith or somebody like that back. But yeah, I think you're spot on. Waka, maybe one reliever that doesn't break the bank, and then let's go get a bat or two, and pay some money for it, or you know, do it in trade.
Do it in trade. It's not expensive. The bat, how much more expensive can a bat be? I guess before we get into the specifics of it, what kind of budget do you think? And I know they addressed this yesterday. How much money does Piccolo have to go after a bat or two bats?
Well, right off the bat, and I'm trying to remember specifically, you know, part of Ryan O'Hearn's Hunter Dozier's contract is still on the books. It comes off at the end of this season.
Okay.
And there's another one in there. I can't remember who it is, but that's $20 million right there. And $20 million can get you a player.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a good bat. And I think just listening to what Piccolo said yesterday, I think, you know, That's 20 million bucks that John Sherman doesn't look at as, oh, look, I've got to spend this money. He's already spending it. And I think he's going to give Piccolo some more money. You know, he really wants that stadium. And one way to get people on board is get them excited. So, I look for a bigger bat.
Yeah, we probably don't say it enough. Sherman deserves a ton of credit. We all, or at least we did, gave him grief for trying to sell people on this last week without putting his money where his mouth was. He did. They're back in the playoffs. Here we go again. So then we get into the specifics of it. It was interesting. We had pondered and wondered and challenged why not Bobby Witt Jr. in the leadoff spot for most of the first half of the season. And then we had JJ Piccolo here, and he basically told us Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't want to do that. And that was it. Like, that was the light bulb moment. Oh, okay. Well, that's why they're not going to do it. Bobby Wood Jr. doesn't want to do it. And that's a perfectly good reason. So if not him, they got to go find one. And they said that yesterday. That becomes a priority, to go find their leadoff hitter. I think, again, with $20 million, you can do that. I haven't looked at the free agent market. I don't know if you have, but I would imagine that becomes priority one, a leadoff hitting outfield bat, right? Like, it has to be. It's the biggest need to me.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I was just looking at the free agent market yesterday, and I still haven't found somebody who I would just say, oh, yeah, give this guy a lot of money and bring him in to hit leadoff. I think they'll find somebody they're comfortable with, perhaps somebody who's never done that before. But if they could get a leadoff hitter who's an outfielder, that takes care of two things they need. With one signing or one trade. So I think that's a top level idea.
And there are some guys that are going to, I mean, Juan Soto, Anthony Santander is a free agent. Like, there are some big ones, but I think as it goes outward, we'll see them have an opportunity to do that. So if it's not, you know, how many bats would you like to see? How many different players, let me put it this way, in the starting lineup do you think this team needs to have? Ken on YouTube asks us now if Massey is a good candidate for leading off. I think Massey, to me, Ken, would be a good candidate to play second base, but I don't love him as the team's leadoff hitter. He was maybe the best of what they had this year, but it wasn't like a great leadoff. You need somebody that can get on base for those bats, and they just didn't have anybody getting on base that wasn't Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, or Salvi. So how many different guys do you think will be in that lineup next year versus what we saw this year? Massey's probably earned a chance to play next year, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Massey's set at second. You know, there's a lot of fan discontent about Garcia at third. I think if they don't trade him, and I don't look for them to, I think he'll be at third opening day. Melendez is, you know, it's hard to figure MJ Melendez out, but what you can tell listening to the Royals all season is he's not going anywhere. They want to develop him. They're encouraged by his defensive improvement the last two seasons, and they really feel that they can get his bat going. Renfro will probably be back simply because he has a player option and he'd be crazy not to exercise it. But I don't foresee him starting in right. I think somebody else will be in right field. Other than that, I look for the lineup to be pretty much the way it is, at least going into spring training.
Yeah. I mean, it's is that enough in the lineup? I mean, I know Vinny Pasquantino got hurt, and had he not got hurt, this would have been a top half offensive lineup in the league. It would have been, but it feels like it's not quite enough. And that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's just a feel. Like, it felt like it needed more because it was so streaky, maybe as much as anything.
Yeah, I think it does need more, but what I keep hearing and what, you know, Pecola kind of confirmed yesterday is that they're happy or at least satisfied with the players they've got right now. Now, that doesn't mean that if somebody gives him a, you know, a good trade deal for a third baseman, that Garcia is not going to become a utility player, which I think he'd be good at. I don't look for him to sign Alex Bregman. I think they won't spend that money. But I agree with you. It doesn't quite feel like this is the best they can do, but they seem pretty committed to it.
Yeah. I mean, it was good, and I think it's going to get better, and we'll see. There's a long off season ahead, Mike. We appreciate your insights here. We'll bring you back in as we make our way through it and see what you're hearing about who might be there and all the different things happening. I guess we'll try to enjoy the rest of the playoffs, but I think for people that follow this team and love this team, it's the countdown to April begins like right now. It is the buzz is back.
Yeah, I agree.
Mike Gillespie, Kings of Kauffman, their work will continue all through the offseason. We'll follow it. We'll get Mike back in here to help us navigate it. Mike, we appreciate it.
Glad to be with you as always. Thanks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.